You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 15th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The Underwood Rocket girls basketball team was victorious in the opening round of the Class A state tournament yesterday, and they'll play the number one ranked team in the state today in the semifinal round of that tournament. Yesterday, the Rockets shot the ball at a 44% clip, and they hit 11 out of 23 three-pointers as they knocked off Southwest Minnesota Christian at Maturi Pavilion 64-52. Callan Grove had a double-double, 16 points, 11 rebounds, and Liz Luckin added 18 points. Trinity Baker had 13, Millie Alberg 11, as the Rockets also forced 14 turnovers that turned into 14 points at the other end, and that's a big part of their game, that defensive pressure and transition ball game. And it worked yesterday, and it'll need to work today, because the Rockets, who ran their winning streak to 10 games with that victory yesterday, will now face the top-ranked Goodhue Wildcats in the semifinals of the Class A tournament. They tip off at noon today at Williams Arena. The Rockets are 28-3. Goodhue lost to Hancock earlier this year, and of course, the Rockets beat Hancock in the Section 6A finals, so should be quite a battle today between Underwood and top-ranked Goodhue at Williams Arena. Also on the boys' front, we have a couple of great section championship games going on around the area tonight. The Section 8-2A championship game at Concordia College in Moorhead is between top-seeded Pelican Rapids and number 2-seed Park Rapids. And that game is a 7 o'clock start at Memorial Auditorium at Concordia College. And in Section 6A at the Roosevelt Gym at the Otter Fieldhouse in Fergus Falls, two of the top three teams in the state are going at it for the Section 6A championship. West Central Area, ranked number 2 in the state in Class A, and Ada Borup West, ranked number 3 in the state in Class A, will do battle at 7 o'clock tonight at the Roosevelt Gym to decide the Section 6A champions. Well, let's go back to that Underwood victory. Want to hear from Brian Hovland, that Underwood win over Southwest Minnesota Christian yesterday. We told you they shot the ball really well, and I did talk to Brian Hovland after that game and asked him why they had success from the outside and with their shooting game overall.
You know, it really started about midway through the first half. They switched to a 1-3-1 zone, and we really struggled against it for about, I think we went scoreless for about 6 minutes. And you know, we got a couple good looks early before that, and then they went to that zone. Emma Dirkman hit a three right at the buzzer, to put us up 4 or whatever it was, at half. And then the second half, we kind of took that playbook and were able to get some really nice looks, and, kids hit shots when we needed them. So it was one of those things where we, you know, I've always said we've got to adjust real well. We didn't adjust very well to their change in defense tonight. So, and to get a win out of that, I'm pretty happy with it.
Callan Grove with that double-double had a great game for the Rockets, and that has been the way it's been for her lately, Brian.
Yeah, and that's considering she sat for about 6 minutes in that first half in foul trouble. She had three fouls with 6 minutes to go, and then Trinity got her third with 4 minutes to go, so we had those two on the bench. So we had some kids that we needed to do some things that hadn't done it the last couple games because they hadn't got on the floor, and they did a really good job. And in a big game like that, it was nice for us.
One of the key players throughout the playoffs has been Trinity Baker, who has really performed well in the second half of the season, but especially during this playoff run.
Today was really something special because she ended up getting the flu yesterday, and last night actually was taking an IV in her hotel room. So she was not 100% today, and she played really well. I think she was 3 for 3 from three, and Callen was 3 for 3 from three. You know, those guys hit some big shots for us tonight.
You know, one of your seniors, Ezra Baker, did not get to participate in the state tournament last year, missed the season with an injury. And I just really feel good for the fact that Ezra is able to complete her high school basketball career by playing at the state tournament. And I know that she's got to be pretty fired up to be involved this year.
She didn't have a ton of success on the offensive end, but what she does for us defensively, I saw John Malia tweet, which stated a hard-nosed player, and then in quotation marks, I mean, because she wears the mask from the broken nose, so she really had a really good game for us defensively, and because number 15 for them was their go-to girl, and she shut her down, you know, and that's one thing that she takes a lot of pride in, and it's invaluable to have that tenacity and be able to do those types of things. And like you said, her getting on the floor again, and then for us to win that today's game and now we get to move over to Williams instead of going to Concordia St. Paul was huge. Super excited for her and that she gets that opportunity.
All right, Brian, what's the game plan against number one ranked Goodhue today?
Yeah, we've got a couple films on them, and, you know, they're solid, of course. You know, I think they were the third place champs last year in 2A. So they bring, you know, quite a bit of that back, and they're a very good team. But, you know, and Hancock ended up beating them early in the year. It's not a team that we can't play with by any means. And we'll have to elevate, well, how we play, there's no doubt. And we most definitely can't get into foul trouble like we did today. So, you know, it's one of those things where you got two teams that are pretty good. I mean, they're the number one ranked team. Hancock was the number two ranked team, and we played pretty well against them. So, I mean, it's something that, you know, these kids believe that they can compete with them and beat them. And I think we have a good report and what we want to do to them. And so I'm excited for tomorrow and to get them into Williams and experience all of that atmosphere too.
Brian Hovland, head coach of the Rockets, winning yesterday and now playing top ranked Goodhue in the semifinal round of the tournament at Williams Arena today. Well, Pemberton Law is one of our sponsors on our podcast, and you can visit them at one of their convenient locations around the region in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, or online at pemlaw.com. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. And when it comes to summer fun on the water, you need look no further than Lake Area Docks and Lifts to help you out. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. They're your neighbor at the lake, and they serve you from 5 convenient locations in Lakes Country. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, the Big Ten men's basketball tournament started this week at Target Center, and the Gophers were eliminated from the tournament right away. They had a 2-point halftime lead against Michigan State yesterday. But they wound up going through a pretty rough stretch, a 5-minute stretch in the second half where Michigan State went on a 15-2 run to establish control, and the Gophers go down 77-67. Now, Minnesota had 5 players in double figures, led by Dawson Garcia with 19. Parker Fox, Farrell Payne, Cam Christie, they each scored 11. Elijah Hawkins had 10 points and 7 assists. And the Gophers are now 18-14. It's yet to be seen if they'll be playing any postseason tournament basketball. Certainly not the NCAA, but we'll see if they get into that NIT. Well, there are 4 individuals receiving postseason All-Big Ten recognition. Dawson Garcia was named the second-team All-Big Ten by the media, third-team All-Big Ten by the coaches, while Elijah Hawkins was Big Ten honorable mention in both polls. Cam Christie was named to the All-Big Ten freshman team. Parker Fox received Minnesota's Sportsmanship Award. And a good night for the Minnesota Wild last night. Marc-Andre Fleury made 16 saves in his 75th career shutout, and the Minnesota Wild beat the Anaheim Ducks 2-0. Fleury is 11th on the NHL shutouts list. He is one behind Eddie Belfour and Tony Esposito. He got plenty of help from his teammates, who were credited with 16 blocked shots last night. Kirill Kaprizov and Zach Bogosian scored for the Wild. They are 5-0-1 in their last six games, and they are now 4 points out of that final spot in the Western Conference playoffs, and they only have a 2-point lead on St. Louis, and the Blues are next up for the Wild. They play Saturday night in St. Louis, so that is a huge game with the playoff implications. Be sure to check out our Sports Moments and Memories podcast site for some featured podcasts that we'll be posting here in the next week or so, including this weekend with the Otter Boys 1984 State Tournament team being featured here in a posting that's going to go up this weekend. And then next week, we'll be featuring the Pelican Rapids Boys basketball team from 1984 on the 40th anniversary of their state tournament championship that year. And the way it's looking, Pelican Rapids boys might be back there 40 years later trying to rack up another one. So we'll invite you to be watching for those feature podcasts. We're also working on a podcast that will go back through the Otter hockey history, boys hockey history, which will be fun to review as well. So there you go. That's our podcast for today. Have a great weekend. Be sure to check out our feature podcast on the Otters on the 40 years after their state tournament appearance in 1984. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.